Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Hey, if you're like me, you can't imagine life without three things: God, guitars, and Bob Inyart Live. And while my God will always be there for me, and my guitar is paid for, keeping Bob Inyart Live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time. September is Bob's telethon month, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to consistently book A-list interviews and promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. And with each new monthly subscription for the telethon or a donation of $50 or more, you will receive Bob's newest DVD, How to Be a Christian Family, as a free gift. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
Warning, this truth of a head, it gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Inyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, recruited here into the studio to help with the telethon and other things.
We have a lot of news to report. In the telethon, we're up to $1,125.
And our goal is $35,000.
Thanks to Filio from Arvada.
Filio!
Colorado.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Now, before we get to all that,
yeah,
I want to know if you are prepared to render a judgment on the situation in Syria. Quickly, please.
Serious. Well, it seems that if Obama just has to do something.
It seems he does.
He has to.
Yeah.
Then the only, and if he wants to do something moral and justifiable,
okay,
he needs to bomb both sides.
Okay.
If,
all right.
If you're going to do something, bomb both sides.
That would be a fair and balanced approach.
Fair,
yes.
Fair and balanced.
The answers are usually simple.
Yeah.
The answers to these complex questions.
In Libya, we supported the who? The Al-Qaeda rebels.
Yeah.
And when they were victorious, they put Al-Qaeda flags over the courthouses in major cities.
I remember that.
And they chanted Allah Akbar. They were clinging to their guns and religion. Right? Obama, he might as well put that in his an autobiography.
Well, that'll go in his library.
Supporting those who cling to their guns and religion.
And we'll have a picture of the Libyan police station with the Al-Qaeda flag.
Yeah,
perfect.
Or the Syrian rebels.
Yeah.
I mean, Al-Qaeda's holding chunks of the country.
Yeah, they
swaths.
Are.
And aren't they after Christians, like in Egypt?
They're attacking a Christian village right now as we speak.
So bomb those Muslims.
Bomb those guys, yeah.
Bomb those Muslims and convert their survivors to Christianity.
We'll do our best to convert.
Yeah.
Amen.
You cannot convert people by force.
No, you
so
can't.
That second part is tongue-in-cheek.
Secondary.
But bombing both sides, I think, is a viable option that's not been discussed.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Kerry, what's his name? What is he? Secretary of State? I can't even say it.
John Kerry.
He's the Secretary of State. There's our advice for Secretary of State Kerry. Now, I want to mention the banquet in just a minute, but I have an update because I know you keep a file.
Hmm.
I have an update for everyone out there in the marijuana never killed anyone crowd.
Oh, yeah.
You know about that.
I got to go to kgov.com/pot.
Now, they often, I've had debates with people who say dope should be legal, and they say, well, marijuana never killed anyone.
Never killed anyone.
Well, here's a story out of Burney, New York. A 50-year-old man is dead. He was nearly decapitated when he drove his all-terrain vehicle into a nearly invisible wire he had set up as a booby trap to protect his marijuana crop.
He was decapitated by his own pot farm booby trap.
Yes.
So that we need to add him to our pot never killed anybody file.
That goes right to the top of the list.
Yeah, just this year the pothead crane operator in Philadelphia killed six people.
That was not even.
Right. Tragically, Trayvon Martin had pot in his system when he attacked George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Impairment of judgment.
Yeah.
And so now pothead decapitates self.
self.
With own booby-trap pop farm.
Is it wrong to laugh at this story?
It's hard to report without.
It's almost impossible to report without laughing.
But you shouldn't. My mother always said to me, yeah. Robert, if you can't say anything good about the dead, don't say anything.
Okay, so we'll move on.
Except good, they're dead.
We'll move on to another. I've got good news and bad
news. For the pothead, it's not good that he's dead.
No, it's not
good
that
tragic.
He's dead. It's sad for him.
Yeah.
Sad for his family.
Yeah, he just helps make the point that pot kills people.
Indeed, it does happen. Now, I have good news and bad news on the justice front. Do you want, we want the bad news first or the good news? They say you can tell a lot about somebody's personality, how they answer that question.
Oh, really?
People who want the bad news first are generally more utilitarian-oriented.
Oh.
People who want the good news first are more pie-in-the-sky.
Vision-oriented,
yeah, vision,
maybe? I'm an intuive. I'm not a sensor.
Well, I'm going to give you...
Give me the good...
No, I'm going to give you the bad news first.
See, you're the pessimist, and I'm the optimist.
Yes, so I'm going to give you the bad news first because that's the way I wrote the gag.
Doug's the pessimist.
So the bad news...
Would you let me in on this writing stuff? Go ahead.
Well, no, I just scribbled some notes in the margins.
You know who the god of writing is? No. Do you know after the Tower of Babel, the ancient world was filled with alphabet gods, language gods, speech gods, writing gods? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I mean,
that's
today, if we were to invent gods, right?
Yeah.
Would we invent like a light switch god, a pillow god? We would never think of it.
No.
But when the Tower of Babel, when God confused the languages...
Yeah.
They invented gods. That's what pagans do. They worship things.
Right.
So they had the alphabet god.
Wow. So I guess
the Sumerians.
So they were still in shock over
and the
whole
Mayans.
Language thing?
Yeah. And around the world, they had the speech god, the language gods, the writing gods.
That's fascinating.
So anyway, how did I get on that tangent?
I don't know, but I have bad. The bad news is, you remember Ariel Castro, who held the young ladies and tortured them for 10 years?
Oh, yes.
He was sentenced to 1,000 years in prison. The bad news is he's out of prison after just 33 days.
What was it? That judge from Montana got in this case?
No. Oh, but we have an update on that real quick.
Well, so that was the bad news.
That was the bad news.
The guy got released from prison
just 33
after
days.
Only. He's the one who kidnapped these women, held them, right?
In the House of Horrors. Yeah, it was just awful.
Right. Impregnated.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He should have been executed immediately. So anyway, he's out after 33 days.
The good news is that he dispatched himself into the presence of his creator and the judge of all the earth, God in heaven above.
He did.
He killed
himself. He got a transfer?
No. Well, yeah, he arranged a transfer. Apparently, he had been deemed not a risk to himself, and so the guards weren't watching him as closely.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point last night, he had requested extra bed sheets, and the guards said, hey, give him as many bed sheets as he needs. This morning, shock of all shocks, they find him hanging in his cell.
What did he hang from? Like the toilet?
You know,
I mean, a cell is made so that...
I know. I
so
read
human
the
beings
story,
are creative, though.
They are, and I cannot figure out exactly
how. He may have threaded it through the air vent in the ceiling.
That could be.
Torn it up, threaded it through, and then killed himself.
And oddly enough,
see,
the guards...
See, the system works. See, now that saying, conservative Christians should never say, see, the system works, when something is right or good, because the system is godless.
Yeah.
It's moral relativist, our legal system in America. We have one of the worst systems in the world.
Yeah.
So we should only say, see, the system works, when something is insane, broken, absurd. When bad guys get killed, then we could say that to point out the absurdity.
So this is...
See, the system works.
The fact that he had to kill himself...
Yeah,
it proves that the system is not working properly.
Right, he fell through the cracks.
Anyway, on that, you mentioned the judge in the case where the teacher
in Montana,
the teacher had
raped the student.
Yeah, she later took her own life. He gets 30 days in jail. Well, the justice officials in Montana say they're going to have a hearing on Friday to determine if that sentence was illegal.
See, Bill O'Reilly works. O'Reilly did another good thing.
He did.
Yeah, this is now like three or four.
Wow.
Because he brought the attention to this case.
Yeah.
I mean, it was out there, you know, Drudge. But O'Reilly works up his indignation, and it worked, right?
Well, I mean, they're going to have a hearing.
Well,
which,
they
I
better
mean,
hear
if
it.
If a guy gets 30 days for rape and the judges have to get together and have a hearing to decide if that's good, bad, right, wrong, that's pretty sad. The judges should know that that's a catastrophe. It's a gross miscarriage of justice on its face. You shouldn't need a hearing.
Of course.
But that's where we are.
The hearing should be to impeach the judge.
That's what the hearing should be about.
Yeah, so does the judge agree that he blew it?
No, of course not. He's not going to agree to that, not without a hearing.
Well, I thought like National Right to Life, their strategy is they're waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to agree that they blew it.
Oh, yeah,
and only then could they try to actually stop abortion.
That's right.
In the meantime, we're just, you know, we're just nibbling around the edges.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for the Supreme Court to admit that they were wrong.
That's bound to happen soon, right? They've done that so many times in the past.
Right.
Right. Supreme Court history is littered with repentance.
They only admit that they were wrong when they made a good decision.
That's right.
Then they relatively quickly often say they were wrong, and then they make the bad decision, correcting the righteousness of their accidentally good ruling.
This gets confusing. Now, if you want to make a good decision about what to do this Saturday evening,
Saturday night,
6:30 on Saturday at the Renaissance Hotel at Stapleton, Alan Keyes will be speaking at the Colorado Right to Life banquet.
And Cheryl will be there. My wife just confirmed.
Bob's wife has
and
confirmed.
Our kids. We're going to have a great group and a wonderful time. So what? It's 7 o'clock, right? Registration, it opens at 6.
Come in at 6:30. You can have a drink and mingle and chat.
Yeah.
And then
the dinner starts at 7.
Right.
And there's a special event. I can't say what it is, but a special event at the banquet.
Really?
And then Alan Keyes is the speaker for the evening.
Okay.
And he is, you know, the world's greatest orator.
Indeed. Now, you can go to ColoradoRightToLife.org to register, or you can call. The number is
888-888-CRTL.
That's right. I had that written down.
CRTL, Colorado Right to Life.
888-888-CRTL. Or you could just show up at the banquet. I'm not sure. I'm going to be gathering signatures out at a widely known public event.
You're going to be
and
working.
Then if I'm not drained.
If you could make it.
If I haven't been arrested or just out of gas, I'll just show up at the door.
Yeah.
And I'll pay the extra fee, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's a fee, I think, if you don't pre-register.
Well, it's $100 if you pre-register.
It's $200 if you show up at the door.
$125 at the door.
$125 at the door. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to make a last-minute decision.
Could register online. ColoradoRightToLife.org.
That's .org.
Right.
Okay.
Or .com. That'll work. Isn't it that everything works?
Everything works.
It'll just work. All you have to do is think, and Google will connect you to the website you desire. Just think it. So Colorado, you could shorten it if you want. ColoradoRTL.org.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get you there. And then you click right there on the homepage, register for the banquet, but hurry up.
Yeah,
it's this Saturday, 7 o'clock.
All right. So, and the telethon, we're at $1,125. A mere $33,875 remain to be raised. If there's anyone who could write that check today, please go ahead and write that check. If not, if you can give $500, if you can give $1,000, if you could give $5,000,
so much.
We really need your help to stay on the radio on the mighty 670, the 50,000-watt blowtorch for the gospel here in Colorado.
And Doug, somebody might want to partner with Bob Benyart Live become a co-owner.
Bob's selling shares in the plot.
Well, one partner.
One partner.
Yeah, to be a co-owner of the copyright of the plot.
You could buy up to 49.9% of the plot. And I think the asking price is around $50,000, but we're negotiable.
Well,
it's $150,000.
No, 50.
50, but we're negotiable.
But so, Doug, if years ago, I think of some of my favorite authors, like, say, Bullinger, E.W. Bullinger.
Yeah.
Or Cornelius Stamm.
Cornelius Stamm.
Or some of these guys who, you know, they were out there and they're sort of, people knew about their books.
Right.
But it's not till you die, you know, that.
Right.
And wouldn't it have been fun to support their ongoing research and work? But and becoming a partner in owning half of the copyright of their life's work.
Yes. So there's eternal rewards
and
maybe even some terrestrial rewards down the road.
After
you've departed.
So and Doug, what we don't like to do is to tell people how dire things are, because after, you know, the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
You go on the air and you say, we need to make this our telethon goal, and mm-hmm. we're close to going off the air.
Yeah.
But we do not have a foundation behind us.
No.
With $80 million and they give so much a month
right.
or every quarter. We don't have that.
We don't have George Soros stroking his cat, checks.
We don't have a mega church.
No, we don't.
And it's expensive to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Just being on the air, just that part of it.
The radio, yeah.
Is, you know, it's approaching $30,000 a year just for the airtime.
Mm.
And then there's the overhead.
Then there's all kinds of other stuff.
I'm looking at the ceiling. I'm looking at the overhead. You see the ceiling?
I see the overhead, yeah. I see it.
In fact, would somebody patch that piece right there?
So, folks, we do need your help. We do need your help. We're always of good cheer here, and we will continue to march onward, Christian soldier, no matter what.
Yeah.
But we want to stay on the radio, and we need your help. We need $33,875.
Yeah.
So you can go to kgov.com. You can call 1-800-8-NYART. Bob, I have reasons number 704, 705, 706. Keep or get your kids out of the government schools.
Keep your kids out of public schools or to pull them out.
Yeah, and I want to start with
704.
It's Sumter High School. I believe it's Sumter, South Carolina or North Carolina.
Yeah.
Over there in the Carolinas. Two high school boys were charged today with sexual assault of a minor. Now,
Doug, this just happened yesterday in another state.
That's reason 705.
Oh, come on.
Now,
so
listen,
it happened again.
So the Sumter is two high school boys did something
this
terrible
is
to
in
another
South Carolina.
Another boy, which is that's what's really gross and shocking
oh.
about it. And if you go to the story from yesterday.
That was in Boston, right?
Boston soccer team, junior varsity boys soccer team.
You know what I noticed about that report was that the Boston media did not put the gender of the victim.
Oh.
And I have noticed now for 20 years whether it's a crime report about adults
mm-hmm.
or about juveniles, when the media leaves out the gender of the victim, it is almost invariably, it is a homosexual molestation.
Well,
it's male on male, almost invariably.
Well, I'm scanning the article right now. Now, it does point out that the perpetrators were part of the JV boys soccer team there in Boston. But the victims are referred to as victims, students, freshmen, and athletes.
Never the gender.
Never mentions their genders. So
right.
Point taken.
Right. So again.
That's reason 704.
Yeah, we noticed that yesterday, and we didn't get to that because we had Alan Keyes on the show talking about the banquet.
Yeah.
This Saturday is coming into town. But so what numbers are they to pull your kids out, please?
704, 705.
Please don't let your kids spend another day in a government school. 704 and 705, two team malt. This
yeah.
is these are group rapes. Basically.
Yeah, that's really what it
gang
looks
rapes
like. of boys
in your public school.
Oh, man.
But it used to be back in the 60s and 70s, some student in a school of 1,000 kids would become pregnant, and that was a bit of a scandal.
Yep,
you know, two, three girls become pregnant in 1 year. Until we started doing the show, Adams City High School in Commerce City, Colorado, had 108 babies born in 1 year.
I believe they still hold the record.
1 year, state record. That's after 3 years after they began giving out condoms.
Mm-hmm.
And their pregnancy rate skyrocketed like we predicted it would. We got to put that down as another BEL prediction.
That came true. Yeah, that's right. That's one that came true.
I'm going to do that. kgov.com/predictions.
And so now let me get to reason 706 as if the rapes weren't bad enough.
I can't take it, Doug.
This morning in Spring, Texas, outside of Houston, one person was fatally stabbed. Two others were injured in a stabbing spree at a school in Texas, high school in Spring, Texas.
Oh.
So that just, you know, we could do 4 or 5 hours a day just on these
school
reasons.
Crimes, just, school crimes, school rapes, teachers having sex with kids. The schools bringing girls to the local Planned Parenthood abortion mill and doing this and having an operation without the parents even knowing there's a medical treatment going on. I mean, you don't report that because that's part of their policy.
Hmm.
That's by design.
Yeah, right.
So that doesn't get reported.
No.
And that's the greatest school-based crime around, killing an unborn child with the mother as an accomplice.
Yeah. So, by the way, this is one of the reasons we need your help to stay on the air, because we will not shut up about these kinds of stories. And when these kinds of stories come up, we are not shy. We will tell parents to get your kids out of the public schools. And if you don't, you're sinning against your child and you're sinning against God. And I can tell you that offends a lot of people. You're not going to build a mega church with that message, and you're not going to build a big sponsorship base for your radio
show. It's hard
when you tell the truth about the government schools.
And we did this a few days ago on the air, talking about all the churches with all the evidence that the public schools are chewing up and spitting out our kids. And all Answers in Genesis and all their research about the millions of neat Christian kids who went to public school and came out rejecting their parents, rejecting the God of their fathers, rejecting God as our creator, Christ, the virgin birth, the resurrection, and our pastors of our churches continue to affirm the public schools. The only pastors who don't, speaking in generalities, are the ones who want you to send your kids to their church school.
Well, yeah.
And that's $10,000, $15,000 a year tuition.
Yeah.
But that's it. Other than that, we don't have our pastors warning people, and we have to warn them, and they don't want to see the moms going to work. I'm sorry, let me change that. They don't want to see the moms quitting their jobs and staying home to homeschool the kids.
Well, that might lower what they were able to put in the plate every Sunday.
It would lower the collection if mom and dad are not both working, and it would lower the attendance if families leave because they're offended.
Yes, which...
And so it turns out that we're willing, the cost of having more people attend and more money in the collection plate is millions of kids being set up to turn against God by the government schools.
It's really sad.
That's too high a cost.
Well, Bob, I appreciate you telling the truth about it. I can honestly say, I hate it when people say that, I can honestly say. But
in other words, they lie all the time.
Yes.
Well, to tell you the truth, what were you lying a minute ago? What do you mean to tell you the truth?
But I sincerely believe that had I not stumbled across your ministry in the early 90s, I would probably be sending my kids to the government schools if I'd even had kids, which was not on my mind at all. So anyway,
and you guys have the most beautiful family and the most wonderful kids.
And this ministry, one of the reasons we support this ministry prayerfully with our time and with our money is because we know the value of it. Folks, if you're out there and you understand the value of the broadcast, please help us with the telethon.
Now, I thought you did this because of the big bucks you get from the Bob and Your Live budget.
Well, there's that. Yeah. Actually, I take time off work to come.
Off work.
Yeah.
Does the audience know that this is a labor of love from you?
I hope. No, actually, it's just a massive ego trip. I just need to be out there. I want people to look at me. Yeah. Pay attention to me. Right. Listen to me.
Right. So, Doug, and that's what our critics do. they try to psychoanalyze us and figure out.
Yeah.
You know, why are they saying these things?
Well.
And it's because the Bible says, do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God made us male and female, and God doesn't want us to give our kids to a godless system.
That's right.
To raise and educate.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just, I don't just parrot what I heard from Bob at Sunday school 15 years ago. I mean, I listened and then I actually lived it. And so far, my family has been tremendously blessed.
Your family is such an encouragement, Doug, our family and to everyone who knows you guys.
Well, we never want to see Bob and Yart Live go off the radio. And so that's why we're here promoting the telethon. But I have more news.
Yes.
If you're ready for it. Believe it or not, in Massachusetts, and I guess I would believe it. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments this week from the American Humanist Association and other assorted heathens and God haters.
Yeah.
They want the words "under God" taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance that the little kiddos say at the government school every morning.
Man. Right. Well, a lot of schools don't say the Pledge.
They don't even say the Pledge anymore. Allegiance. Anyway, but even if it's said once in Massachusetts, the atheists are so insecure, they can't even have they're as bad as the Muslims. You can't even mention the name of the true and living God and without them freaking out.
And you know what's funny about it? They're the ones who claim to be all about diversity.
And tolerance,
yeah. Tolerance, free speech. I mean, come on. You can't tell. When we, you and I, have we traveled together? Where have we gone?
Yeah, a few times. Hollywood.
Yeah, we've done. Hollywood. That's the most pagan nation we've gone to.
Hollywood. Right? Hollywood. And Montana. Whitefish, Montana.
Oh, yeah. That was a great trip.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, when some of us, a Bible tour of Turkey.
Right.
We went to Turkey. And so the Turks are, you know, Allah Akbar all over the place. Uh-huh. So, you know, you're there and they're praying to Allah and you figure, well, that's what they believe.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be weird to be there, be in Istanbul and be so offended that they're praying to Allah? I mean, wouldn't that be weird?
That would be bizarre.
We Christians are so much more tolerant and accepting of diversity mm-hmm. than these phony homo and the ACLU and Antichrist legions of the underworld.
All of those.
I mean, they talk about tolerance, free speech, and diversity, and it's all a fraud. It's all a scam.
As soon as you mention Jesus Christ, they want to take you to court or shut your business down. Or,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hypocrites. All right.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yeah.
Even their name exposes the truth. Mm. I mean, by accident. It's like two lesbians getting married on the steps of a courthouse, and one's in a tuxedo and the other's in a gown. Even in their rebellion, they affirm that God made us male and female.
That's right.
They can't help but do it. Mm. So Freedom From Religion, you know, they don't mind if in school they teach kids about aliens.
No, they're okay.
Even though there very well may be no aliens.
Maybe not.
So there's all kinds of things that may or may not be true. They don't mind. It's only God that they want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that tell us? They themselves elevate God to a plane all to himself.
He is a big focus in their life.
It's the only thing they need to stop.
Wow. And so they're working on the pledge in Massachusetts, for whatever that's worth. And finally, Bob, you're well known for having numerous debates over the existence of God.
Oh, yeah.
You have an album. Is it an
Does
album?
God exist?
Does God
we
exist?
Have so many. KGov.com/debates.
Yes.
It's
so
all
you,
there.
So you've debated this topic.
Yeah.
And sometimes way into the night.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've done it.
Aaron Ra.
Yeah, oh, way into the night, into the early morning, and the next day. So
until the R&R rose in the morning.
Now, out in Oakland, a man has been found guilty of first-degree murder. He and his friend got into a heated argument, according to another friend, about the existence of God, and that one man shot and killed the other, and that was the end of that debate.
I guess he proved the point.
Well,
obviously, one of them knew beyond any shadow of a doubt.
Right. So that's
that there is a God.
That's
by
right.
the end of the argument.
By the time that debate was what over.
Now, was that the one that drugs and alcohol were involved?
It was an alcohol and cocaine fueled debate.
The pothead who decapitated himself with his own booby trap pot farm. He had drugs and alcohol in his
system.
Well,
police say that alcohol may have been a factor.
May have been. But in this, what a tragedy.
The pot farm was definitely
right?
a factor. But
what
this
a tragedy.
Is, I'm glad your debates never degenerate to this level, Bob. And if you want to keep Bob debating, help us with the telethon.
And the Brady Amendment. Hey, if you've got signatures or if you want to sign a petition, come Saturday night to the banquet. Alan Keyes, see you there. God bless you.